Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Saturday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, November 19th, 2011. Jesus talks about the God of the living. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will the woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to obtain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels. And they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So often we hear of the scribes and the Pharisees, right? The scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus is often at odds with the Pharisees. It's likely that he might have been most akin to them and probably gave them the hardest time, because he knew most about them. So the Pharisees were rabbis who were taking Judaism to the village. The scribes were those who worked in the temple area, but had the same vision as probably the Pharisees. Both believed in a resurrection of the dead. There's another two groups, the Herodians, who were kind of one of the priestly class that closely aligned themselves to King Herod for the benefit of being on the good side of the Roman Empire. And really, we don't know much about their religious interests, because it only comes up when they're interested in making sure their side of things is taken care of with Rome. But there's a third group, or this fourth group, I guess, the Sadducees. Now, who are the Sadducees? The Sadducees were a priestly class, closely associated with the temple, didn't want much to do with Rome, but kind of had a live and let live attitude, weren't going to make too much trouble because they were allowed to worship as they wanted, really, without too much Roman control, and so they were pretty happy. But they only accepted the first five books of the Bible. Now, the scribes and the Pharisees would have accepted the whole of what we now call the Old Testament, the prophets, the letters, and the Psalms, and the Torah. So the Torah, those first five books, are what make the Sadducees' heart sing. Now, there's two kinds of questions that I've noticed when people come and ask me something. There are serious discerners and seekers And then there are people who, no matter what answer I might give them, they won't agree because they've already decided that they're trying to entrap me and make me look bad. The Sadducees are in that case today with Jesus. They've got him in a trap, right? The first five books of the Bible say nothing about the resurrection as they read it, right? Our strongest sense of the resurrection is from these strange passages in 1st and 2nd Maccabees, which we've been working through the last 2 weeks. But Jesus turns the tables on them, right? So they ask this amazing question. Moses, right, said, well, if your brother dies, you take that wife into your home and raise up children for your brother's inheritance, right? To make sure all the tribes maintain their membership, I guess. Well, what if seven brothers attempt to marry and die with one wife? After like the third or fourth, I would have said, I give up. You know, I mean, so if you're the oldest brother and you marry this beautiful woman and you both have your best suit on, what happens with the next three or four? And by the time she's marrying the one that's youngest, he's at least 14 years younger or more. So it's a crazy story. And Jesus says, you know, it's not like that. That God and God's laws are bigger than you can even begin to understand. Yes, we love one another. We marry and remarry in this life. And that's a good. He doesn't deny that. But he says the life to come in heaven is so far different from that that we can't imagine only loving one person. We can't imagine only being connected to just one small group of family and friends and close relatives, because we're going to be with God everywhere all at once and love just as God loves, which is bigger than I can imagine this morning. So what does he say? He says, well, there's even evidence for the resurrection in your beloved Torah. Moses, the great lawgiver who brought the Torah to being, right, on the Mount Sinai, spoke to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not of the dead, but of the living. What is our faith? What is our understanding of the life to come? I imagine it's probably, in my case, too small. I try to think big thoughts about God, but I've got a little brain. I can't think big enough to imagine what God has in store for every one of us. And what a gift that God is a God of the living for all time. And I love that line, right? Anytime we are so sad at the loss of someone, we have to remember that he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For to God, all are alive in him.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.